It's Morning Edition. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Advocates working to end homelessness in Rhode Island released their annual report card today, looking at Rhode Island's homeless population. For the second year in a row, the number of homeless declined. Jim Reisick, Executive Director of the Rhode Island Coalition for the Homeless, joins me now to go behind the numbers. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So according to this report, you're seeing fewer homeless people. What are the overall numbers and how big was the decline?
Well, we had an 8.5% decline overall from 2013 to 2014. This is now the second year in a row that we've had a decline after 7 years of increases in the numbers of people coming to shelters. So that's really positive news. But what we're trying to message to everyone is that we're down, but we're not done. We certainly have a lot of work to do, having over 4,000 people, men, women, and children, visit a homeless shelter over the course of a year in Rhode Island is still unacceptable.
And it looks like, if we could talk about the decline for just a moment more,
sure.
It looks like a significant part of it was due to fewer homeless women and families.
Right, right.
What do you think is the reason for that trend?
Well, the two-thirds of the folks coming into the shelter system that accounted for the increases over the last number of years were first-time homeless. So we attribute a lot of the decline to the economy starting to come back and folks who are in the lower economic, you know, rungs of our ladder, getting a little bit more help as far as getting jobs that pay them something to be able to stabilize in their living situations.
So is this just due to a slightly better jobs picture, or are there specific steps the state has taken to help these people?
Well, we think it's a combination of both. I mean, certainly the economy starting to turn around is great. But the General Assembly approved the first rental assistance program the state has ever had 2 years ago. Last year, they created a dedicated and restricted funding program, especially for homeless and affordable housing programs run through the Housing Resources Commission at the state for that budget. So those are really positive steps. And we have a legislative package we're going forward this year to try and get them to, again, not count this as being done, but down.
And Jim Reisick, you mentioned more than 4,000 people visit shelters at least one time every year, or at least those are the most recent numbers. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about the people who are still visiting shelters?
Sure. Well, like I said, about two-thirds of the decline is due to first-time homeless folks. So there are still people coming into the shelters, and the shelter system was built back in the 80s as a way to stabilize and get people back on their feet and back out into the community. So for about 70-75% of the folks who visit shelters, that's how it happens. They come in for a shorter period of time, and the shelters function as they're supposed to. But for the rest, they're literally living in the shelter system, which is something that we're trying to turn around. Shelters need to be short-term fixes to a longer-term problem, but housing and affordable housing especially is really the answer to this problem. And we're getting more and more economic evidence that housing folks is actually economically more beneficial to the taxpayer and to the system than keeping them in shelter. Because when folks stay in shelter, they tend to use very, very expensive services at a higher rate. And now that everyone in the homeless system is now, you know, the benefit of Affordable Care Act and on Medicaid, we're concerned that Medicaid is going to be one of those places where we see a rise in expenditure of dollars in the state.
What will you be asking lawmakers to do this year to help end homelessness?
Well, as part of our platform, we actually took the two major asks we have at the General Assembly from the state's own Housing Resources Commission. The bond the voters approved a couple years ago is sunsetting at the end of this fiscal year. So we won't have $12.5 million for the creation and rehab of affordable housing. So we're asking for that direct allocation. And we're also asking them to restore the Housing Resources Commission budget as a line item in the general budget.
Can you really end homelessness, though? Won't there always be people who find themselves in a situation where they need that kind of help?
Yes, there will. What we're talking about is what we call functionally ending homelessness for vets, chronic folks, and families. We're working a lot of ways to try and figure out if there are people who are coming into the shelter and can actually be diverted to other places or diverted to programs that will help them so they don't have to come in. That's number one. And then number two, if you do have to come in, it's a short-term stay where we help you get back on your feet and back out into the community, finding a place that meets your needs and is safe and affordable at 30% of your income. That's the way it should work.
So this is really about ending long-term homelessness.
Exactly. So we don't want folks living in shelters anymore.
Now, for the homeless who are out there, this must be an especially tough winter. What does it take to bring them inside and keep the shelters going through such a long cold spell?
Well, we have incredibly dedicated and experienced outreach group workers who go out, and most of them volunteers, who do the outreach work to folks in the metropolitan and even in the countryside and go into the woods on the bike path and things like that. So they create relationships with these folks when the weather's not bad, so that when the weather is bad, they know where to find them. And the folks that are out there living outside literally trust the folks that they're, you know, seeing and saying, you know, there's a storm coming. It's time to come in and we'll find you a place. That doesn't mean that the congregate living situations that are created are very comfortable for anybody. And I have to say, we have to commend the service providers for actually, you know, going above and beyond what they normally do. They're happy to do it, but it is a strain and a stress on their staff, on their budgets, and those the like.
Well, Jim Rysik, Executive Director of the Rhode Island Coalition for the Homeless, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Great. Thanks for having me.